Hey there, little bunny. I hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. Even if not, that's okay too, right? I'm having a good week. I'm having a great week, little bunny. How is that possible? How is your daddy in such good spirits? He's been very, very productive, little bunny. Making cool stuff for you. Aren't you a lucky little bunny? Yes, you are. Nod your head. That's right. I'm going to get straight to this beverage, little bunny, because I am thirsty and also craving it. What could your daddy be craving so much? Why don't you listen? Oh, it's so good to be back here drinking decaf coffee with you, little bunny. Hold on, I'm trying to find a spot I can put this down that's not gonna destroy my desk. You know, because it's got those hot little coffee. Oh my god. Little bunny, you behave yourself. You're knocking stuff all over off my desk. Wow. How inconsiderate of you, little bunny. Where did my thing go? I had like a little coaster. Oh my god. Maybe I should put it on my love and ligature mouse pad. Okay, I'm gonna have to figure something out, Daddy. Your little bunny. Your little bunny needs you. Okay. Or wants you. Desires you. All of the above. How about that? Speaking of desire, why don't we say right off the top that slow down, Daddy. The locked sound. I can do that better. Hey there, little bunny. The locked section of the garden, aka Patreon, is where we do some spicy stuff in the garden. About 1/3 of it is spicy. And therefore, it is an 18 plus only space. So don't join if you're not. Slow down, Daddy. So don't join if you're not 18. And then there's like a locked audio every week. This past week, you know how I leave you a poem at the end of every podcast episode? Well, I decided, why don't I write you a super long poem? So it's 3.5 minutes long. It's great. I would read it for you, but I think I'll keep it there on the locked section. There's comfort stuff too, and all kinds of random nonsense, like improvise you some bedtime stories and things like that. There's also a Discord community. If you want to meet your fellow bunnies, that's a great place to make some friends online. Yeah, the TikTok this week was fun to make. Oh, it's so great. There's this cycle that the garden goes through. The social media side of the garden goes through. Where the algorithm gets really happy and says, damn, this Daddy Lindy guy makes content that people like to watch. And then so it sends it out into the world. And occasionally it starts to loop in people who are, I don't really want to be talking to. You know what I mean? This isn't for everyone. It's for you, little bunny. I'm not trying to broadcast. This isn't a broadcast. This is like the opposite of a broadcast. Just me and you. Having our little secret mischievous time together. Staying up late. It's almost 1 a.m. where I am here right now. I can tell I'm really going to enjoy this time with you, little bunny. You feel good right here. I can feel you. Like head against my chest. I'm stroking your hair. Maybe there's some bunny ears there. I'm not sure. But I feel you soft as a bunny's fur. Head against my chest. I'm stroking you now, right now. Oh, it's garden magic, little bunny. How does it feel so real, my love for you? It's because it is real, little bunny. I have no interest in acting. I have no interest in false... Sorry, there's a garbage truck outside, I think. What is this? Hold on. Oh my goodness, little bunny. Hold on, give me a second. What is going on outside? Don't worry, it's a cool thing. I'm gonna pull the microphone with me. Oh, we're going rogue. We're going rogue, little bunny. There's like this big... Oh my god, it's a truck that's... It's dropping off. It's dropping off a dumpster in the middle of the street. Okay. That was unexpected. There is now a dumpster in the street, little bunny. Can you guess which city I am in? Which city of all the American cities do you think is most likely to have a dumpster in the middle of the street, little bunny? Can you hear it? Okay. Maybe this is the worst podcast episode ever. I don't know. I'm having a great time. Therefore, it's the best. This isn't all about you, little bunny. What gave you that idea? Such a cocky, spoiled little bunny. Thinks that their daddy does everything for them. Let me say that a little more clearly. I'm working on. Your daddy is so hyper tonight. I'm working on speaking ever the more clearly for you, little bunny. Though I won't act, I will try to be as easily understood as possible. So you don't even have to try as hard to listen. You can doze off even easier. Can you hear that? I wonder if you can hear that. It's okay, whatever. All right. Why are they doing it right now? Hold on, I'm going back to the window, little bunny. Oh, it's moved. No, okay, no, it's still in the middle of the street. This is so... Let's move on to something worth your time, little bunny. Okay. It's for me, but it's also for you too. Okay, great. Win-win, little bunny. That's where I live my life. And the win-win between people. Let's give my little bunny some win. I have a scheme for you this week. I'm scheming to get you to... Not to do something. I have a wisdom I want to impart on you. Shall I meander my way there, or shall I come out and say it? I don't know. Okay, I'll come out and say it, and then figure out how this pops up elsewhere. Little bunny, you need... Oh, I don't like the way I'm... This sounds like radio. Sounds like I'm teasing you. Sounds like radio. How about we just take a breath together? Let's do that. Little bunny. What really matters is that you and I spend time together. I want to never forget that. I'm always scheming to make every episode different for you. Sometimes help you fall asleep. Sometimes give you some comfort and tell you everything's going to be okay. Sometimes teach you some things about why it's going to be okay and maybe it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes I'll try and be a little spicy, just a tiny bit of spicy on the podcast. We keep most of that energy reserved away in the locked section. But I can tell you that it's okay to feel lust. In fact, it's good. It's a beautiful emotion. Yeah. As long as you're in charge, you know? Well, little bunny, the wisdom I want to impart on you this week. So I want you to not wait around for good things to happen. I want you to not wait around for your dream life to hopefully maybe like appear at some point. Or maybe if you have ambitions, it's like, yeah, I can't wait to someday do those ambitions. Where do you use the word someday? That's a good metric. Okay. Think, little bunny. When I say this sentence, I want you to know. I want you to think about what pops up in your head. Someday, I'd really like to. Sorry if that snapped. Sorry if that was startling, little bunny. I'm sorry. Forehead smooches. I don't know how loud that snap was. Yeah, someday. I won't snap again. Someday. What did I even say, little bunny? 1 second. Let me just throw some examples your direction. Shall I do that? Someday I'd like to write a book. Someday I'd like to make a YouTube channel. Someday I'd like to sell my crafts. Either on Etsy or at like an arts fair or something. Or even just to friends, you know. Someday I will start a podcast. This is so loud. Excuse me, truck. Dumpster truck in the middle of the street. Let me see what's going on here. They are about to rip up the street, little bunny. Okay, whatever. It's New York. What are you waiting on, little bunny? What is the thing you're saying? Someday I'll do that. Someday you'll find a better job. Don't quit your job not knowing what you're going to do next, little bunny. I'm not advocating for that. But if you're like, someday I'll transition out of this job into something better. Okay, let's stop waiting, little bunny. Let's stop waiting. Someday I'll move out from this living situation I'm in. Someday I'll have this thing that I want. There's no need to wait, little bunny. I don't know. I'm so distracted by this machinery in the street. Let's go see what it is. I'm sorry, little bunny. I don't care if this is not excellent content for you. They are tipping the dumpster, little bunny. It's going up. It's full. It's got like dirt in it. Oh my God. No, they're dragging the dumpster of dirt away. Oh my God. Why would they do this at 1 a.m.? Seriously? Seriously. Okay. Whatever. Let me take a sip of coffee. You might not be able to hear any of this at all. I have a little bit of audio magic that can get rid of some background noise and stuff like that. So if you can't hear it, you just have to imagine the sounds of large machinery dragging a dumpster of dirt. You're familiar with that sound, I'm sure. It's a very common sound. Oh, that was such an ugly slurp. I'm so sorry. Ugh, little bunny. Did you know that I love you? Did you know that? Did you know that I love you, little bunny? Did you know you have a daddy? A wonderful, wonderful daddy. An attractive daddy. A bold daddy. Who loves you, little bunny. How did you get so lucky, little bunny? Because you're here right now. Because even after your daddy is preoccupied by looking at a freaking dumpster, you stayed here, little bunny. And you're here this deep in the podcast, which means you are not just anyone, little bunny. Something I am incredible at. And I'm incredible at a lot of things, little bunny. Something I am truly incredible at is attracting wonderful, wonderful people. And now I'm going to cough after that beautiful sentence. Hold on. It's a skill I have refined, little bunny. I'm so good at it. It's like I'm a magnet for excellent people. Just a magnet for it. The fact that you're here right now, little bunny, I know you. I know exactly who you are. You're the kind of person who is here right now, despite all these daddy antics. And you're smiling too, knowing that you're loved by me. And I'm someone very special, little bunny. I am someone very, very special. And I choose you. I choose you, little bunny. That was the to finish the social media thought that I had. The video this week, which I'm really proud of, and it's really positive in the comments section. I don't mind negative comments because it's just more engagement for the algorithm. So it's like, sure, it's like fertilizer for the garden. That's how I think of it. People can say whatever they want. Don't ever try and get in an argument defending me. It's totally okay. They just send the videos more viral and it's great. And then we find more bunnies. But sometimes it's nice to like try and steer the algorithm back. It's like, okay, algorithm, figure out who's a bunny, who's not. And we don't want the non-bunnies here, okay? So I made the social media this week was an invitation for the fertilizer to move on to another garden. And so the comment section is beautifully, beautifully positive. All kinds of bunnies giving you love, little bunny. You have many, many fellow bunnies. We're here to share the love, to enjoy this. Yeah? You want to do a hug real quick? You can grab a pillow or a plushie, or I'll use my hand right now. If you know the hand hug, you can kind of cuddle your thumb in a fist. And your thumb will poke out of your ring finger and your middle finger. Yeah, it's kind of like a little fist with just squeezing your thumb a little bit. And it should feel just a little bit like just a little satisfying to squeeze. And one, two, three, whatever you have squeezed, whether it's a pillow or a hand or a plushie, and I'm sending you all my love, little bunny. Sending you all my real love to you right now. Can you feel it? Squeeze tighter. And release. Ooh. There you go, little bunny. There you go. Can you hear these sounds? Am I crazy? What? How are they doing? I thought you dragged the dumpster away already. Oh my God. They are dragging another dumpster away. What did you even do with the dirt inside of it? Where did it go? Are you kidding me? Where did the dirt go, little bunny? I'm not even kidding. Oh my God, he's beating away. It's like if you'd think he's like stole the dumpster. Oh my God, he's knocking the tree. Now he's coming back. I would say I'm sorry if you don't find this entertaining, but I'm actually not sorry. Oh, man. I'm going to point the microphone so you can hear. There we go. Okay. Now he's really speeding off after he got smacked by the tree. Oh, my God. Don't tell me he's coming back. This is okay. Let's give my little bunny some quality time. Okay. All right, little bunny. We're having a good time here. Oh, a wisdom about just starting, little bunny. The reason that this popped into my head a couple of reasons, but a reason it popped into my head as a theme for the episode is for whatever reason, I went back and looked at my really, really old Instagram posts. TikTok, I had to hide a bunch of them, actually, because TikTok was mad at your daddy for being too spicy. I wasn't even being that spicy. I was just saying, what was I saying? I was just saying attractive things in an attractive voice. It was really not anything above PG-13. But anyway, I was looking at the old Instagram posts, which is kind of like when I really first started doing those social media posts, which, by the way, the only reason I do those is to find more bunnies. I get very little joy, actually, out of making the TikTok and the Instagrams. So I'm glad that you're here on the podcast, because this is really what the garden is to me. And the locked section, too. and now audible with the fiction. But the real garden stuff is this energy here that we have, plus a little bit of the spiciness that I can't put on the podcast. But anyway, yeah, I went back and I looked at my really old stuff. And oh my God, little bunny. I mean, of course, I was always good. But the difference in quality from back then to now is enormous. And the only way to get to where I am now is to have gone through that process, little bunny. One of the big reasons that we wait to do things. It's like, it's just intimidation, really. So let's take the garden, for instance. Recording myself talk to be very dry about it. I could have waited to be really good and then start. That doesn't really happen, does it? You gotta start and then get good along the way. I have it phrased out in a way. Which, how is this so loud? What the hell are you even doing? I don't even know. Okay, this truck has taken too much. What the, that is so freaking loud. I wonder if you can hear that. Okay. It is now, okay. It's now dragging, little bunny, it's dragging the dumpster with a rope. It's a second dumpster. It's dragging a second dumpster with a rope. Okay. You ready for a moment of wisdom from your dear daddy, Lindy? What was it? I wrote it down. I should probably just read it. Let me get my phone out 1 second. Oh, hey, new patron. Great. That happened while I was looking out the window at the dumpster. Okay. Notes. Okay. Oh no. You're just gonna have to wait, little bunny. I just told you not to wait. You're gonna have to wait. Okay, I can't even find it. We're gonna make it up. Maybe I'll do it in the poem. Okay, the official one is gonna be in the poem. But it's gonna go something like this. Don't wait to be great, to begin. Begin and get great as you go. Yeah, good. Let's see if I can do it twice without messing it up. It's like when you have to type the password twice. Don't wait to be shit. How did it go? Oh my God, I can't even remember it. Okay, I'm glad I got it once. I'm glad it was recorded. Oh, little bunny. We are ridiculous, aren't we? I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way. You can always give me feedback, by the way. I gotta check the feedback for this week. You can always leave me feedback. Either send me an email, Lindy@lindysgarden.com, or daddy@lindysgarden.com, whichever you prefer, they go to the same place. Or on Spotify, you can now leave me anonymous feedback, which would be really good if you want me to improve something. Think if you think I'm not aware of something, yeah, like you won't offend me. I really just want to be literally as good as I possibly can be. So please tell me anything that can be improved. I don't think I've ever gotten a negative piece of feedback. Which I guess means I'm doing something right. I don't know, little bunny. But you are always welcome to critique me. As far as podcasts, by the way. I get all kinds of critiques with other stuff. No, but don't worry, I get critiqued all the time. It's fine. I just never get critiques in the Spotify You're always welcome to tell me you love me. I will never, never tire from hearing you tell me you love me. I love it. I like hearing from you. I generally, like 99% of the time, I'm not going to reply to an email. But it has nothing to do with not wanting to reply to you. Trust me that if you write me something with love, it is received by me. I read everything. So you're always welcome to send me a note. What else, little bunny?
Okay, let's talk about you some more.
Talk about, what are you waiting on? Yeah, that's right. Time to stop hiding. What is it? What was that thing when your daddy snapped? When your daddy snapped his fingers in your ear, little bunny. What was that thing that you've been avoiding? What is your someday on blank? Someday I will. And what is it, little bunny? I gave you examples, but now it's on to you. Think about it right now. I'll wait. I'm going to pour myself some coffee. What would you say if I made you fill in the blank? Someday I would like to blank. Okay? You have 15 seconds to think it over. Coffee's no longer hot. That's okay. We savor it anyway, don't we? Not everything has to be good to enjoy it. Sometimes it's fun to enjoy the mediocre. It's just funny. Sometimes when people get mad at me, I like have to try not to laugh because I just find it so entertaining. Okay. What are we doing? Okay, what was your someday, little bunny? Someday. Blah, blah, blah. I sounded like such a psychopath, didn't I? When I said that I laugh when people get mad at me. No, I'm crazy, but not a psychopath. Okay, what is your someday? No, man, wow, I feel like I have to defend myself now, little bunny. People can make me feel bad. It's okay. I'm human. Just almost superhuman. You know, like 99% perfect. No, I'm just kidding. 95%. Okay. What is your someday, little bunny? This is hard for me now because it's on you. Okay, maybe you can commit to it. Notice that you've been waiting to do this thing, which should now finally be clear in your mind. You've been waiting, you've been putting it off. You've been thinking maybe it'll magically come fall in your lap. Maybe you'll like in your head get really good at the thing first and then you'll get to start. And then you'll be really good right out the gate. That's going to be the real way to do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever it is, little bunny. We're going to take 3 breaths. At the end of the 3rd breath, you're going to say, I'm done waiting. Does that sound good? Here we go. 1... And I'm done waiting. You're going to achieve your dreams, little bunny. The thing that you wish you could do someday. You're going to do it now. So what's the first step? I guess that'll have to be another episode. You gotta find the first step. That's all you gotta do. Just the first step. You'd be amazed momentum will carry you quite a ways from there. I guess that's a decent place to wrap up, would you say? I like spending time with you. I never want to go. I just need to find, like, the nice story arc of the episode. Pacing. That's something I had to get better at. One of the things I had to get better at. How to. I don't know. I don't have to talk about myself anymore in this episode.
But I'm always working to improve.
For you, little bunny. I really am always looking to improve for you. Because you're worth it. You are worth it. Even if you don't believe so, that is irrelevant. I have chosen you're worth it, little bunny. You are worth it to me, and you may not tell me otherwise. Understood? Good, little bunny. I am going to get some sleep. And tomorrow morning, I will write you a little poem, and hopefully I will use the same wording as before. And then I will send you off for your week. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast just so it's nice and easy. It pops into your world without you having to do much. Make sure you follow on Instagram as well as TikTok. Because you never know what the politicians might do to TikTok. You do not have to listen on Spotify. You can listen on to the podcast on Audible and Apple Podcasts, which do not have ads. Or you can listen on Spotify, it's fine. And yeah, if you want to join the locked section and you're 18 or older, you're welcome to do that. And oh, follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter. I leave little voice notes there. I'm so unimpressed with the audio quality on that platform right now, though, for the voice notes. But either way, the whole purpose is to diversify where the garden is so that we can be resilient and charge on in the future to grow and grow. Not for everybody, but for you, for me, and your fellow bunnies. It's our own little secret place. And I'm quite fond of it. Okay. I'm heading to sleep. I'm heading to sleep, little bunny. And we'll talk to you in just a moment. Good morning, little bunny. I slept very well. Thank you for asking. Caught up in some great sleep. I think today is going to be really good. So I want you to try and have a good day. We can match. That would be fun. I wrote you a poem. It's very short. It's just the wisdom consolidated into the perfect words. So here's your poem. You ready? Don't wait to be great before you begin. Just begin now and get great as you go. Have a wonderful week, little bunny. Be great. Don't wait. I can't wait to spend this time with you again. I'm always here for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.